I'm Kelly Steffen. I am a soil scientist working in environmental consulting for Parsons. I've been working in the field for 2 years, and this study was done while I was getting my bachelor's at Cal Poly in soil science. It's a comparison of methods to determine cation exchange capacity by measuring the concentration of ammonium in a liquid sample. We used the combustion method and compared it with other common methods for CEC determination. So this presentation will include the background, objectives, approach, evaluation criteria, comparison of the methods, and the selection guidance that I came up with based on the study. So the Kelvel distillation method is the most common method used, and it's accepted by the EPA for CEC determination. However, this method does generate waste, and it has a long life cycle time, as well as generating, has safety issues associated with it. So two methods that I wanted to compare with the Kelvel method were the ammonia selective electrode method and the newer combustion method. So our two objectives were to compare these three methods, especially focusing on the combustion method since it's a very new, innovative, and potentially highly accurate and precise method, and provide the selection guidance based on the accuracy and precision of the instrument and method, as well as life cycle time, safety operation, and the waste generated from these methods. So we used three different soil types to extract and analyze in the study. There was high, medium, and low CEC. So for the preparation and extraction of the soils, we used the ammonium acetate method to saturate the samples. The samples were rinsed with isopropanol to extract any soil ammonium from soil pores. And the ammonium was extracted with a 2-molar KCl solution. The various methods that we used, combustion was analyzed by the Variomax CN analyzer by Elementar, which only requires 4 milliliters of extract for analysis. The distillation was Kelvel. We used 10 milliliters of extract, and the various solutions that are required are sodium hydroxide, boric acid, and the hydrochloric acid titrant. And of course, ASE used 10 milliliters of extract and sodium hydroxide solution for volatilization of ammonia. So these are the evaluation criteria that we used for to determine which method would be best for whatever type of study or what the goal of the study would be. Method and instrument precision and accuracy were evaluated along with the life cycle analytical time, which include preparation, analysis, cleanup of each method, the safety aspects, what types of hazards are present when using that method, and the wastes that were generated from each method, including strong acids or any type of toxic substance. We used an ANOVA to compare statistical methods and soil CEC, and got high F statistics and low P values using an alpha at 0.05, and found that there was a significant difference in analytical methods and soil CEC for each method by each soil type. So accuracy and precision at the method level was quantified using reagent blanks, a standard reference material, and 12 identical samples were run per soil type per method to quantify the method precision. On the instrument level, an ICV was run prior to the starting of each analysis, and we also used replicates. Instrument accuracy was quantified with a CCV and instrument spikes. So we analyzed 12 identical samples, or 12 identical extract samples for each soil type, and that's represented by the colored bars in the graph. The error bars on top of each colored bar represents the deviation from the mean of those each set of samples. So the Keldahl and combustion method for the low CEC soil actually came very close to the reference data at about 5 centimoles of charge per kilogram and had very low error in those analyses. The medium and high CEC samples actually had very similar error across methods, and the Keldahl and ASC had the closest results to the reference data for the medium CEC soils. So instrument accuracy, we found that the combustion method had the best instrument accuracy based on instrument spike recoveries. However, Keldahl and combustion were very similar. And the precision of replicates was highest for Keldahl and the ASC method. The method accuracy based on the percent recovery of a standard reference material was the highest for the Keldahl method and also similarly for the combustion method. The method precision was quite similar across methods based on 3 different soil types averaged together. So this graph shows the life cycle analytical time for the 3 different methods in this study. You can see that the combustion method, or the Keldahl method, is greater than 3 times the amount of time to analyze the samples in this study, and the ASC is approximately half the amount of time. The safety aspects of this study, the ASC method includes a strong base to volatilize ammonia, and it's also used in conjunction with a metal stir bar, so there is the potential for a splash hazard associated with that. And the Keldahl method was the most hazardous operation for this analysis, and that's based on the high temperatures that are used to volatilize the ammonia, along with strong bases and acids that are required, and boric acid, which is a toxic substance generated during the analysis. The combustion method was the most safe operation due to the automatic analysis within the analyzer, and it's all automatic, so there isn't any really handling of the sample when it's being analyzed. The waste generated for the ASC method is just the strong base that was used to volatilize the ammonium, and that can easily be neutralized and disposed of in the sink. Whereas with the Keldahl method, it does generate boric acid, which is used as a color indicator, and that has to be disposed of appropriately since it is a hazardous substance. The combustion method has no waste due to the samples are all combusted and there's nothing left over. So the advantages of the ASC method are high precision, and you can do a large number of samples with a medium life cycle time. Whereas the disadvantages are there tends to be lower accuracy than the other methods. You have to use a strong base, which could cause a safety hazard, and waste generated, but that could easily be neutralized and disposed of. The Keldahl method has the advantages of medium accuracy for a high CE soil, a high precision for a low CEC soil, and it's the accepted EPA method for this type of analysis. Disadvantages are the life cycle time, which is very time-consuming, the use of strong bases and acids, which are hazardous during this type of test, and the high temperatures that are needed, as well as the waste generated, which is a boric acid waste. So advantages of the combustion method were the high accuracy and precision that we got. There's very short life cycle time. The machine does everything for you. You can walk away and go work on something else while the samples are running in the machine. All the samples are completely combusted, so there's no waste generated. It's a safe operation, and the computer that's hooked up to the analyzer automatically logs all of the data, so you don't have to spend time writing anything down. Also, you would only need a much smaller amount of extract to run these samples since it requires less than the other methods. Disadvantages of this method are the fact that the upfront initial cost of the equipment can be very, very expensive. And the fact that it is an innovative method not recognized by the EPA at this point. And there is a slightly higher cost of analysis than compared with the Keldahl and ASC methods. This is the selection guidance that I came up with based on the study. You can use this to select a method based on the goal of your experiment. So if you needed to have an experiment that, or if your sample results needed to be approved by EPA standards, obviously you would need to use Keldahl in this case because it's the only one of these three that are accepted. However, if you had the opportunity to use combustion and it was available, that would be the best selection. And if your data could be compromised, or if your accuracy could be compromised slightly, you could use the ASC method too. Increase the precision, life cycle time, and waste produced over the Keldahl method. So for the research, I would try to improve the accuracy of the high CEC soils that were analyzed by the combustion method. And then also I would try to analyze a solid soil sample rather than a liquid extract to cut down on the extraction time, as well as to determine if that's an effective method of analysis. So I'd like to thank Chip Appel for supporting me and being my advisor on this project, as well as Jim Liu, who is my current mentor at my job. And also thank Elementar, who supplied Cal Poly with the combustion analyzer that allowed us to do this project. That's it. Are there any questions? Yes?
How do these methods compare with the standard counting saturation methods that are like in methods of soil analysis?
Actually, that's a really good question. I didn't use that method in this study just because I couldn't use the ammonium extraction method. So I would have to get back to you on that and provide you with some information, because I don't really know. I should have added that onto my further research. That's a really good question. Yes?
So you're saying that future research, you want to analyze directly the solid soil. How would you do that? I mean, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, what my idea was would be to saturate the soil with an ammonium acetate solution, rinse with isopropanol to take out the poor ammonium, and then actually analyze that instead of extracting. Yes?
Referring to Kanzia's question, what are you doing with organic rich samples where lots of nitrogen may be bound in the organic phase?
That would be a complication to that method. I don't know, I guess you would probably need to use some type of chelate or something prior to the saturation to make that method possible. That would probably fall under future research, I guess.
Okay.
Is that it?
Okay. Thank you.